This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
You ever wonder just how much the attorneys for Alec Murdaugh made on the trial itself? Well, we got to break that down here for you. Because there was a lot of money spent. That doesn't mean it all goes into the pockets of Dick Harpootalian and Jim Griffin. They did make some money, which they should. They are defense attorneys. They're not just doing this on their own free will. They are not hired by the state. They were hired by Alec Murdaugh. It's a lesson, I guess, somewhat in when you decide to represent someone, making sure they have the ability to pay more than anything else, at least pay what you want to be paid. To most of us, making $40,000 for work that, on the surface took a handful of weeks would be good. But keep in mind, this case has been ongoing for many, many years. At the end of the day, Alec Murdaugh has been able to pay Jim Griffin and Dick Harpootalian roughly about $40,000 each. Now, there's far more spent on the trial from the pocket of Alec Murdaugh than just that. And he wanted more to come out. But the judge has since said, no, you have a lot of victims to pay back. And I don't think Jim Griffin and Dick Harpootalian are technically your victims. Now, keep in mind, during the trial itself, Dick and Jim were living a pretty nice life in a $20,000 a week lavish wedding venue that was filled with a private chef and five separate homes on the property. You could jump from house to house every night if you wanted to. The judge has denied a request from Murdaugh's lawyers for access to Murdaugh's retirement funds to finance his appeal. The decision was not elaborated on in writing, though, so we'll see how long Dick and Jim hang around Alec for the sake of being buddies. The lawyers initially were granted $600,000 from the receivership controlling Murdaugh's assets to cover trial expenses. About $518,000 of that was spent on unspecified costs. That seems like a very high line item to be like unspecified costs. Although, if you think of expert witnesses, trial costs, there are a lot of places that likely went to that were completely legitimate. Anything beyond that $518,000, that's where we get to the $40,000 each. They had to divvy up the remaining $80,000 or so between the two of them. The rest went to the cost of putting on the defense for Alec Murdaugh. Murdaugh's estate is currently amidst multiple lawsuits stemming from his alleged theft of nearly $9 million and a deadly boat crash. Where most of that money is anybody's guess. The funds in the receivership will eventually be distributed among his victims. Despite the funds granted for trial expenses, the lawyers stated their payment was insufficient to cover the actual cost, estimating the true legal fees for the trial to be around $700,000, excluding pretrial preparations and other expenses. So they're probably, honestly, going to take a loss on this. Accommodation during the trial was scarce. State prosecutors staying at the Hampton Inn and Suites, where rooms were about $300 a night due to high demand, a far cry from that $20,000 a week wedding venue that Dick and Jim stayed at. Just the optics of that are so horrible. You would think that they would at least been like, well, maybe we shouldn't get a five building wedding venue at $20,000 a week for this trial. That might be a little bit lavish considering all of the money that's been stolen. It just makes you wonder a little bit. Was Alex talking to them? Oh yeah, I got you covered, guys. I got 20,000. I got that. No big deal. We got these funds over here and over. I got it. Yeah. It does make you wonder a little bit how much of that $518 in unspecified costs were part of that $20,000 a week wedding venue. If we're doing that math, we're talking over $100,000 just for their accommodations. They could have built a small house, really. for what they spent on their accommodations. He could have. Like, well, trial's coming. There would have been enough time, too, because it's not like we didn't know this trial was coming up when and where. If you're going to spend that much on your stay, like, we're going to build a house. You what? We're going to build a house. It's going to be cheaper, and we're going to put it very close to the courthouse. That's where we're going to stay when we're representing Alec Murdaugh. Alec Murdaugh, of course, found guilty of murdering his wife and son, serving that sentence in protective custody at the McCormick Correctional Institution. He still maintains his innocence, and I'm sure he maintains that whoever represents him next, you're going to be staying in a five-star castle. Alec is going to take care of it. You're going to have not only your own chef, you're going to have your own personal trainer and your own personal pets that he's going to rent out. They're going to be diamond-encrusted cats. Yes, cats. Diamond-encrusted cats. And it's all going to be yours. And Moselle, you can go hang out there anytime you want. The fridge is stocked. You're ready to go. Oh, wait, you don't own that anymore? Oh, but he still says it's okay. Yeah. This is where public defenders will very, very, very soon take the role of handling Alec Murdaugh. And I wish them, from a very sincere place, the best of luck dealing with that ball of insanity.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on anything that we are talking about? We have a phone number for that. It's 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. We'd love to hear from you and possibly use you on another episode of the program. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.